Hello there, this is Married Muth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And we are at the end of chapter 7 of Proverbs today, verses 21 through 27. And before I read the scripture, I just want to tell those of you who are walking through a series of anxiety and depression that I hope that this prayer and this podcast is a light to you. And it's my sincere prayer that the Lord would be the lifter of your head and that you would be able to discern the situation you're in, to understand that this isn't forever, and that to have a prophetic imagination for how things can be. And also, of course, that the Lord would guide you into the right path to walk through that series of events that involve depression and anxiety. I know that there's lots of different paths of counseling and medication and all of that, but you are seen and He loves you, and keep going, keep going, keep going, keep persevering. You are loved, and I am so grateful you're on this earth, so keep at it, friend. All right, so Proverbs 7, 21 through 27 in the Message says this: "Soon she has him eating out of her hand, bewitched by her honeyed speech. Before you know it, he's trotting behind her, like a calf led to the butcher shop, like a stag lured into ambush and then shot with an arrow, like a bird flying into a net, not knowing that its flying life is over. So friends, listen to me. Take these words of mine most seriously. Don't fool around with a woman like that. Don't even stroll through her neighborhood. Countless victims come under her spell. She's the death of many a poor man. She runs a halfway house to hell, fits you out with a shroud and a coffin. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we want to be alive, not dead. We want to be free, not enslaved. We want to understand what it means to walk in freedom and newness of the Spirit. And so, Lord, that's what I pray for today. I pray for blessed freedom. We don't want to walk enslaved to sin. We don't want to be captured by repetitive sin. We don't want to live anymore with this shame hanging over our heads of the secret sin that we have coddled to ourselves and we have not shared it with anyone. Lord, would you give us the bravery to call a friend today and confess our sins? Thank you for that scripture, 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just or righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I'm so grateful it doesn't say if I, it says if we. And that's how we find freedom, is confessing our sins to one another and no longer being tortured in the darkness with our own sin. And Lord, we also just, we want to be free. And so we also give you the key to those background rooms of our lives, the houses of our lives that we have not allowed you into. Some of those skeletons are painful. Some of those secrets have haunted us at night, or maybe they keep us up at night. And we are enslaved to some memories. We're enslaved to, some of us may be enslaved to pornography, or we're addicted to opiates, or we have a secret affair going on, as this scripture is talking about. Lord, I long to see my friends who are listening today absolutely set free. And maybe that's not their story, Lord, but maybe they have a friend who is in the throes of that kind of slavery. So right now, we shift our focus from praying for ourselves to interceding for those who are walking along a path of destruction. We pray that their sin would find them out. We pray that they would get to the end of it and find it wanting. We pray they would get to rock bottom. We pray that it would be exposed, and that your light would shine upon those who are walking in darkness, not to punish, but to cleanse. That's what light does. It cleanses, and it sheds hope in a place where it's very, very dark. And so we pray that for our loved ones, there would be light when the darkness has reigned. And Lord, we intercede and we trust you with our friends and our family members and those we love so much. We entrust them to you. We hope and pray that they will find you in this dark place. Lord, thank you in advance for answering this prayer. I know that you're really good at answering these kinds of prayers. I know that you also don't violate people's wills, but you certainly do woo them. And we pray that you would woo people toward yourself, especially those we love, because they're on top of mind right now. So thank you in advance for answering this prayer, for bringing our loved ones to you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help us out, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. This will help get a transcript of our prayers every single day. So that would be awesome. There's three levels. The $5 level, you'll get a free original painting from me at the first of the month. The $10 level, you'll get that plus your name on a wall, which is on every single Pray Every Day post. And at the $20 level, you'll get a secret podcast that no one else hears. So that's kind of fun. And I just kind of share my heart in those and let you know some of the things that God is teaching me. So I'd love to have you be a part of that. And in the meantime, I pray that you have an amazing day.